When that unusual 5.9 earthquake hit Virginia last summer, the cell phone network along the East Coast collapsed. So we get a big one here in Southern California. What about our cell phone service? Jamie Barnett directed the FCC's Public Safety Bureau with us now from the Potomac Institute. And Jamie, good morning to you. I'll just put it out there straight up. Will the cell phone network in Southern California survive a major earthquake?
We know the Virginia earthquake, which of course affected the entire eastern seaboard, actually there wasn't damage to the cell phone system itself. It was usage. And some of the companies then reported that there was a 500% increase in usage in less than a few seconds. No cell phone wireless system can be designed and built to withstand 500% increase, or we wouldn't be able to afford it if you could. So we can expect that there will be disruptions. The main thing is to make sure that the calls that get through are the emergency calls, where someone's actually hurt or needs help, as opposed to calling and say, you know, hey, did you just feel that earthquake, which I'm afraid is what a lot happened on the eastern coast, because we'd never had one before.
When you say disruptions, what exactly does that mean? I mean, will I be able to get through? How long will I have to try?
You know, each cell site is generally divided into three sectors, and it's a radio, and there's only a certain number of calls that we'll be able to get through. So one of the things that the FCC has promoted during that, so the answer to your question is, in those seconds, there is a possibility that you will not be able to get through right away.
But the bottom line, Jamie, let me stop you right there, because the bottom line is we're assuming that all of the infrastructure remains in place, and if you got a big quake, your towers are going to go down.
That's right. If you do actually have damage to the system itself, the companies do have plans where they can boost power on some stations. They have backup power when the power has been cut to a cell site or cell tower. And so those disruptions hopefully will be able to be recovered from pretty quickly. I might add, you know, in the tremendous earthquake that Haiti suffered back in 2010, actually about 80% of their cell systems remained intact, and that's how people communicated.
All right, but very, very quickly, because we only got a couple of seconds left here, but I think what I hear you saying is, big quake in Southern California, 5 million people jump on the cell phone all at once, forget it.
It's going to be tough. And so what the FCC says is make sure you push as many non-emergency calls off to text messages and use landlines when you can, even though landlines in a lot of households are going away. If you can find landlines, push it off of that. That spreads out the communication and makes it more likely that the calls will go through.
All right, Jamie Barnett there with us live. And, of course, today is the big California shakeout. And we'll have full coverage and participation right here on KNX.